For a quarter and a half in the middle of Sunday's game, everything went right for the Broncos. After that, it all went wrong in a 35-27 loss that knocked the Broncos out of first place in the AFC West.
You know, it's kind of hard to explain. You got to watch them and figure it out. But, you know, we had a chance to put the game away. We just didn't. They got momentum going. Got a few big plays. And, you know, it's just kind of hard to say before you look at the field.
We can't spend a lot of time thinking about it. We got to get ready for Kansas City. But it was a tough one to take.
It did not have to be that way, and the Broncos knew it.
LT got a touchdown. When he didn't get touched, he walked in the end zone. And, you know, we just came out the second half. We made a play, and then, you know, that two drives after that, they scored back-to-back. And, you know, it kind of took some air out of us.
We gave up some plays when we weren't supposed to, and some big plays. Got to make them work for every touchdown, and a couple of those scores, because of field position, just because of big plays, they didn't really work as hard for them as we would want them to.
Until that point, the Broncos had dominated, scoring 24 straight points to turn an early 7-point deficit into a commanding 17-point lead, thanks to two Mike Bell touchdowns and Darren Williams' interception return. But all that evaporated in a nightmarish second half.
It's disappointing, but you know, if you want to be a championship team, you got to put games away like that, and we didn't do it, and that's disappointing.
You know, they're in the third quarter, had the momentum, and couldn't put them away.
LaDainian Tomlinson had four touchdowns Sunday. Three of those came in the second half as he helped the Chargers go on a 28-3 run to close out the game.
As long as LaDainian Tomlinson on the field, he's the only dude in the NFL I'm scared of. Only. And I don't even have a chance to tackle him. He's just an amazing athlete. I mean, have so much respect for the guy. He's the only guy in the NFL I don't like touching football. I just don't.
I think he's a tremendous player, and we put a, you know, concerted effort to stopping him first and foremost. But he made some plays today, and made some great plays, and you know, that's why he's a great player.
But another great player looms on Thursday, Kansas City's Larry Johnson, and the short week to prepare for him might be just what Denver needs.
The good thing is it's a short week, and the bad thing is it's a short week. But at the same time, we have no choice. The schedule is what it is, and we got to deal with it. So we'll come out, and I can promise you we'll play with a lot more intensity, a lot more effort, playing in this hornet's nest that we're about to go into. But, you know, it's one of my favorite places to play, so hopefully we can.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.